Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, we're going to talk about a new WWE Championship, an old favorite show returning, and backstage details on an NXT return. But first, when will we see the last of Goldberg? Larson, what's in the news?
Well, it looks like we'll be getting more Goldberg in the WWE. Hooray!
For Goldberg fans, hooray, sure.
I guess so. For fans of good pro wrestling, probably not. During an appearance on the Pop Culture Show, Bill stated that he's got more time on his WWE deals. What he had to say, transcripts from WrestleZone, quote, "I am contracted with the WWE for the next 2 years through 2022-23?
He's not really sure.
I've got two matches per year, and I've exhausted my commitment due quite early this year on April 5th with WrestleMania under these really weird circumstances. But I've got some extremely interesting projects right on the cusp, as you guys know, in the entertainment business. Right now, everything is on hold. I've got a lot of cool things that people are going to find out about soon."
Everybody in the entertainment industry always says that, especially when they have nothing going on. They always say, "Yeah, I got a lot of stuff cooking. You got to find out about it very soon."
If you're not a hot commodity, you have to present yourself like a hot commodity. So he continues, "My WWE commitment is still going strong. I'm 53. I never would have imagined it, especially making fun of Ric Flair for doing it in his early 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Flair was probably about our age during the Monday Night Wars, huh?
Yeah, probably. So it sounds like we got at least four more Goldberg matches to look forward to. So what amazing rising talent is he going to defeat in order to preserve his character next? Let's predict this, the next on-the-rise superstars that he's going to defeat simply to protect his own character.
Well, okay, so there's going to be three people that he's going to pull the old creative control clause out of his ass. Probably Roman Reigns. He's going to want to beat Roman. I actually think that Roman would probably be number four, and he'd take the L on that one.
Yes.
Because Roman is, like, in his eyes, like a proper superhero type guy, and he's okay losing to Roman. Beyond that, we're talking about he's going to be beating
Seth.
Seth, yeah, evil religious guy. Mm-hmm. probably the Fiend again. Bray wouldn't put himself in that position again.
I would hope not.
I don't know what other, like, it's all about, for Goldberg, it's all about he has to, I mean, he's gonna be, he, if they do ever put Matt Riddle in front of him, he'll win that one,
which is
sadly
too bad,
which is horrible,
which is too bad. So speaking of Bill Goldberg, mm-hmm. Jim Cornette, of all people, recently claimed on his podcast that Tony Khan wanted to bring Bill to AEW and had massive plans for him.
What?
Hold on. Transcripts via WrestleTalk. There's a lot to to poo-poo on this, but let's read the quote first.
All right.
Quote, so, Goldberg was huge on Tony Khan's want list. He wanted Goldberg to come out and do the streak over again. I mentioned how much you think he's going to charge for a 30-second job match, probably the same as a main event pay-per-view match. Bullshit.
That's complete and total bullshit.
See, I didn't listen. I just read the quote. I didn't listen to the actual thing. It's entirely possible he's doing his sarcastic Jim Cornette thing here. I don't know.
Yeah, this could be. Yeah, without context, you're right. It's difficult to say. Just that quote alone, the idea that there's any truth to that, I find highly unlikely. Anyways, maybe Goldberg can win the new Raw Underground title, Larson, because according to noted wrestling belt enthusiast, Belt Fan Dan, WWE may have a Raw Underground title in the works. He tweeted this out. Supposedly, the idea of a Raw Underground championship was pitched. Suggestions included it looking beat up like the hardcore belt with spray paint and simulated brick texturing. I think that you can have like a cool happy medium aesthetically between something like the hardcore, which looks more weathered, and like a proper wrestling title. I think it should look like an old beat up wrestling title of some sort.
I feel
sort,
like, you know? They should get one of the old ECW championships.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And don't go the full hardcore championship route with it, with a broken plate duct taped together. Just take one of those older titles and just repurpose it.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. Yeah, you take like an old ECW title, like one of the original ones, and yeah, you give it to some I don't know, what, a metallurgist, a metal worker.
Yeah, what's
metal?
So.
Is metallurgy? Is that isn't it like working with metals?
Some do metal.
I don't know. You give it to somebody who can meld shit and make it look cool.
Yeah,
and you'd make that the Raw Underground title. So, yeah, I think that's good. Cool. Who should be the first champion of Raw Underground?
Well, it probably should have been Bob Lashley.
Yeah, I don't know if Hurt Business is in the Raw Underground business anymore.
They really should have taken over that particular segment on a weekly basis. That should really be their that should be their home, you know?
I agree. I think that would have been rad.
Because that's been the high point of Raw Underground so far, is when they came in and took over. That was great.
I hope this story is true. Because it would mean that I've actually really enjoyed. I think there's been some goofy things, like we saw this past week when Shane McMahon just decided to stop a fight when it went to the floor. But there's been some cool stuff. I really like that they found a home for Arturo Huas. I like that Dolph Ziggler is actually getting to wrestle, like, because he could do that really well. Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool, man. I think it gives, you know, we saw Marina Shafir. I think it gives a vehicle for people who are underutilized, who have the kind of skill sets that would actually go a long way in something like Raw Underground. So absolutely keep running with it. It's not taking up a major portion of the show. It could even take up a little bit more of the show, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they're not going to do the entire third hour thing. But if they expand it a little bit, have like build some matches that people actually care about, they could actually do something cool with it.
You know, I understand that it's not going to take the entire last hour of Raw, and certainly not the main event segment, but give it a good half hour block. The way it's structured now, it kind of feels disjointed. It's hard to develop stories and angles exclusive to Raw Underground. Yeah. If that's the case, you just get, you know, a couple random pairings. You get atmosphere. That's it. Give it, I don't know, give it like the top of the third hour and the half hour following, 10 to 10:30.
I mean, maybe a story. I mean, maybe a title can actually act as sort of a story anchor, so we can have larger segments. I think that'd be a really good idea.
Especially if they have a tournament, you know, instead of getting these little quick minute and a half, 2 minute fights, you know, actually let them fight a little bit longer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And
what we saw that Riddick Moss, Arturo match on Raw was good.
I know. I thought it was really cool. That's one thing that I think they do need to dial back, is Shane just sort of willy-nilly being able to control all aspects of it. It's like, he just needs to be, I like him out there with the microphone, because it's like, it's his party.
Raw Underground needs a new commissioner.
Well, it needs a, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Speaking
of something new coming back, something old's coming back. Talking Smack may be coming back. According to PW Insider, quote, the WWE Network may soon revive Talking Smack, which was canceled in July of 2017. The revival may be as soon as later this month. PW Insider adds that said revival of Talking Smack had been discussed internally as far back as January of this year, but for whatever reason, WWE has yet to give the relaunch the green light. But I don't really watch Raw Talk. It seems like they keep that format. Honestly, the only stuff on Raw Talk that I see are the little bits between R-Truth and Shayna. Yeah,
they're amazing.
Are gold.
They're great.
Absolute gold.
They are absolutely. You know, I so appreciate that whoever produces that stuff, they have the. It's honestly, it feels like the Mixed Match Challenge, how it's so mm-hmm. loose. Or even like old Talking Smack. And it's like, yeah, Raw Talk works. Bring back Talking Smack. It's great. Zoom in Daniel Bryan,
yes,
and Renee Young. I don't know if she's yes. on set or whatever. Who hosts Talking Smack?
I believe it's Charlie Caruso and Samoa Joe.
Oh, okay, that's probably good. I should start checking that.
But like the one on like the bit between Shayna and R-Truth this last week.
Oh, man.
You know they got a running joke about tartar sauce.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, it's because great. It's all Shayna just trying to. It's R-Truth trying to make Shayna crack. Mm-hmm. It's trying to make her laugh. And it is absolutely a joy to see him try to do that.
And Shayna's pretty damn funny herself.
Oh, she's hilarious. She's great.
This week about, all right, I could do Tabasco. God, that yeah. was the delivery on that was perfect.
I know.
It was so good.
She's
it was
awesome. So good. Another thing that we can talk about today, Triple H talking about the Velvet Team Dream returning during a recent interview with CBS Sports. Triple H spoke about Velveteen Dream's return to NXT. Of course, he showed up this past week following some extremely serious allegations made against him. And he said this, you know, in this day-to-day, accusations are made and you take them all very seriously. He says, you look into them the best you can and you find out what there is and what isn't. In this situation, Patrick Clark, was also involved in a car accident. That's what took him off TV. In the moment, all this other stuff happens and you look into it and you find that there is a situation that people bring to everyone's attention. You look into it and you find that it is what it is and there's nothing there. Everything that we have done, we are comfortable with him continuing to do what he does and everything else, but he had a car accident. It stemmed down to people thought we removed him from TV for different reasons. We didn't. He was in a car accident. Once he was medically cleared to be able to return to the ring from his car accident, we continued forward the way we did. We looked into what was there, and we didn't find anything. So that's what Triple H has to say on the subject. Fightful Select reported back on August 14th as well that there was heat on Dream's return, saying, quote, there has long been significant heat on Velveteen Dream for behavioral issues and what is perceived as preferential treatment in multiple situations that would have had most anyone else fired. So I guess WWE did the amount of research into the allegations that they felt was appropriate to satisfy their own
whatever criteria legal, they may have.
Yeah, they may have. Whether or not that's true is up to you to decide, viewer. You can actually do a little bit more research. I mean, I don't like talking about this stuff in general because, you know, allegations that he was facing are pretty damn serious. And so to speculate about that kind of stuff would be fairly irresponsible on my part. But yeah, you can research like the veracity of Triple H's claims online yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's some info out there about that. Anyways, if I'm not mistaken, Emergence Night 1 is tonight on Impact Wrestling. I'm pretty sure that's true.
All right.
Impact Wrestling Emergence.
You're the Impact aficionado here.
Seemingly. Let's see here. Yeah, this week, multiple championships on the line. I don't know what's happening. Oh, here we go. Tonight, here we go.
Is the Jordan Grace, Deonna Purrazzo match tonight?
I'm pretty sure that might be night two. Hold on. Let's see here. Tonight. Oh, here we go. Tonight, we've got the Motor City Machine Guns versus the North in their big rematch.
Oh.
Body Guy, Ethan Page. Let's see here. We got Carl Anderson and...
Say it right.
Machine Gun Carl Anderson.
Thank you.
Doc Gallows versus Ace Austin and NWO Cal Jack Madman Fulton.
Mm-hmm.
Moose is taking on Ricochet. TJ, I'm reading their Twitter handles here. TJP and is taking on Chris Bay and who is this? Rohit Raju for the X Division Championship, I think. And then Kylie Rae is taking on Taya Valkyrie, probably in Wrestle House. So yeah, that's all exciting stuff.
Sounds I think like
next
a good
week
card.
Is going to be next week is going to be. So yeah, of course, at our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Steven Larson, I will be hosting co-streaming Impact. So you just go to our channel, you can watch it there on our channel, and I'm in a little box and we got chat there too. And it's a blast. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully they have their stream issues figured out so they won't restart it several times.
Yes.
That's what they did before. Anyways, that's it for News Brief. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.